The following episode is sponsored by Number One Perry Square, Ireland's premier boutique, hotel, and spa. Visit oneperrysquare.com for more. That's oneperrysquare.com.
Oh boy, I will never be able to explain these actions. Why am I such an idiot? I cannot believe I just did that. Where's the stupid phone? I need to call Dr. Clayton. I am in so much trouble.
Anya, my dear, what can I do for you? Actually, while I have you, did the update work okay? What's all that noise? Where are you?
I am on the M7.
I'm guessing that's a motorway of sorts. Is that a siren I hear?
Well, yes. This is a siren, Dr. Clayton.
Oh. There must have been an accident on the motorway.
Actually, Dr. Clayton, it is worse than an accident. It was a murder. I am a murderer. Actually, Dr. Clayton, it is worse than an accident. It was a murder. I am a murderer.
You're what now? Wait. Did I mention the update to you, didn't I? It sounds like we've got a few bugs on our hands.
Dr. Clayton, it is not the bed bugs. I have blood on my hands. I am a murderer.
This sounds like the same glitch we had with AI-87. Can you give me your battery status, please?
Okay. One moment. I am running at 94%, Doctor.
And your CPU temperature?
I can check that now. I am getting a return of 33 degrees.
That should be okay. Did you bang your head at any point today?
No, sir. Dr. Clayton, I have a question.
I hope you're not going to ask me what the meaning of life is. I'm only playing. After all, I was responsible for creating you, so you rest assured that I'm here to help you.
I just passed a sign that said Offaly. Is that where offal comes from?
If you're talking about the food offal, I have no idea. I'll have to check that one.
Dr. Clayton, I am so sorry. I had to go as quick as possible.
Wait. Hold on. What just happened? Where are these sirens coming from? Are you being followed?
Unfortunately, I had to get out of there as fast as I could. I did not think anybody saw me. And then I see the Robocop and his motorbike in the mirror, so I sped up.
Anya, are you telling me you're being followed by the police?
Yes, that is correct. I knew I should have just stayed at home to watch Loose Women's.
One minute, my dear. Cheryl, could you fetch me a drink from the cooler, my love? Now, Anya, I need you to tell me what happened.
Wait. Just used A-Vision. I can see spike strips ahead. Estimated distance is clocking at 2 kilometers.
Anya, you need to tell me what happened as quickly as you can. and then stop the car.
I am stopping the car. I am pulling over.
Okay, great. Now, what in the hell just happened?
Doctor, I have to go.
You okay?
Are you gay?
Are you okay?
Are you gay?
Sorry, no love. I've no time for games. Driver's license.
Sure, I can do that. One moment, Garda. Here you go.
Right. That's not an Irish name anyway, is it?
Are you the RoboCop? I saw you on the movie.
Bert, you're a bit of a comedian here. You bring over the breathalyzer there once you finish that burger.
Sorry, Mr. RoboCop. I am really so sorry.
Sure, look, there's a bit late in the day now for that. Three sets of lights, and the first two does raise my arse. A bit of a rush, I take it.
Look at my hands. I am a murderer. This is blood. I am a cold-blooded killer.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Bertie. Bert. Bertie, you get out of that and bring me over them handcuffs. I'd say this one forgot to take her happy pills.
I am a cold-blooded killer!
Mother of perpetual hell. I'm sorry now, love, but under Section 30 of the Criminal Justice Act, I'll have to put you under arrest. You've the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
I am sorry, Mr. RoboCop. I did not mean to hurt anybody. President Higgins will not be happy. And poor Dr. Clayton, he will hate me forever.
We'll have to take this one in, Bert. There's a few screws loose here.
My screws are tight. I am running on full capacity and my CPU is down to 20.
Would you say it's the Mjorks again, Bert? What the Junglers call them? The Subarus, is it? She's like that fellow who chewed through the tap. Do you remember him, Bert? And all his teeth all over the sink.
So you understand why you're here?
Yes, Garda.
Right. So, go on. Where do you work at?
I work in Human Beans coffee shop.
The Human Bean, huh? I don't think I've ever heard of that one yet.
It's good coffee. Plenty of the caffeine. It keep you awake.
Speaking of caffeine, you can have that can of Coke on the table there if you're thirsty. Actually, give me a sip of it first, will you? Now, where are we? Do you want to tell me what happened, love?
I don't know. There was a lot of blood. It was all over the floor.
Okay. Did anybody see this happen? Were there people in the vicinity?
No, Garda. There was nobody but me.
And the blood? Would you like to explain that?
Well, I rolled over him and then rolled over him again.
None of the officers have reported anything suspicious in and around the local area. You'll have to give me a detailed description of where this homicide took place. Furthermore, you're going to have to tell us where you put the body.
I was in the parking lot of the King's Court Mall. I put the body into the giant recycle bin next to the ticket machine. I only went out to get WD-40 for my joints. I should have been home by 1300 clocks. I am so sorry. I never wanted to be the murderer. I love my job with the Human Beans. I love their fresh bread. I love to work the overtime, and all I want was a happy life in Ireland. Now I will be in the jailhouse like Elvis!
Officer Quinn, we have confirmation of the crime scene. You might get on to the state pathologist and make your way down there when you get a chance. The suspect has confessed to dumping the body in the recycling area. I repeat, in the recycling area. Will you pick up a roll of sellotape there as well while you think of it?
I'll have that, Frank. I'll look after it, Phil.
So, love, is this the first time something like this has happened? Well, will you take your eyes off that can of coke and give me an answer?
1800. Oh, sorry. I mean, yes, Garda. I do not plan on making the habit out of this.
I would certainly hope not.
How long do you think I could be in the jailhouse rocks?
I can't comment on that right now, I'm afraid. You'll have to wait for Judge Morton. Sergeant Donnelly speaking. Yeah? I'm waiting on the paperwork. Jesus. You know yourself. Go on. Good luck. Good luck, good luck. Bye, bye, bye.
Have you ever seen the RoboCop?
It was very good.
Stay out of trouble. I should have listened to the RoboCop.
You'd be right. Just say no is another good one.
Serve the public trust. Protect the innocent. Uphold the law. Does the Garda Síochána do the same as the RoboCop?
Look, love, you're the one in here for questioning. Will you give me a break? Sorry for snapping. The nerves aren't the best. I'll tell you what, I'm not supposed to do this under the circumstances. Do you want to make an old phone call there? You might want to tell your family what happened and why you're here.
Yes, Garda. I will use the phone calls.
Grand job. You'll have to put the calls back on. I'll have to walk you down. Come on.
Thank you, Garda.
Thank you for calling Coca-Cola International. Please make a selection from the following menu. For information on Coca-Cola in your area, press 1. To speak to an agent about our sponsorship scheme, press 2. For any and all advertising inquiries, press 3. To speak to a customer support agent, press 4.
Stupid robots!
Please hold for the next available agent. Your call is important to us.
I am on hold.
Good evening, Coca-Cola Support. Caitlin speaking. How may I help you today?
Good afternoon. I am calling you to find out about a Coca-Cola product.
Sure. What is the product in question?
I want to know where in Ireland I can get cherry vanilla Coke.
Cherry vanilla Coke? That's a new one to me, all right. Let me just check with my colleague. Please hold the line. Hello, ma'am? Hello, ma'am?
I am not your mother, but I could be connected to the automated robot.
Right. We were unaware of any official cherry vanilla Coke product. Is this something that you stumbled upon? I'm guessing it could be an imitation product, if so.
No. I see the Coke, the Diet Coke, the Zero Coke, the Cherry Coke, the vanilla Coke, but no cherry vanilla Coke.
Okay, well, that might be something that Coca-Cola will explore in the near future.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what will I do?
Well, have you tried mixing our cherry Coke and vanilla Coke products into one?
Oh my God, no! I would destroy my functionality.
Well, ma'am, I don't think it would be as drastic as that, but I'm guessing it would be more expensive for you to buy two separate Coca-Cola products to fulfill your specific taste.
If I don't go to jail for murder, I will promise to mix the cherry and the vanilla.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling Coca-Cola Customer Support. Have a great day.
Anya returns after this short commercial break. Need a break? Why not visit Number One Parry Square, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa? At Number One Parry Square, your leisure is our pleasure. Unwind and relax in our contemporary Voya Spa, which includes an herbal cocoon, coal bunker sauna, aroma steam room, Irish mist showers, and a Zen garden for those lazy days. The spa is located in the original vaulted basement with many modern influences on design. Based on wonderful hand-harvested seaweed, certified organic and knowledge of the local traditions of seaweed baths and seaweed treatments, Voya strives to bring you the full power of nature in its purest forms throughout our Voya treatment range. But that's not all. Number One Parry Square also boasts an impressive menu of award-winning food at our exclusive Sash restaurant. Focusing on home cooking with an extra layer of sophistication, the menu at Sash is almost like country house food in the city, showcasing simple but elegant dishes, both classic and contemporary, using old-school, time-proven techniques. With a menu that is quietly confident and traditional, but with the same contemporary twist to be found throughout all of Number One Parry Square. For more, visit oneparrysquare.com. That's O-N-E, parrysquare.com, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa. Download the Anya app today and we'll deliver every episode direct to your smartphone. The Anya app is free and available in all app stores. So what are you waiting for? Download your free Anya app today. For more, visit anyapodcast.com.
Are you okay, love? I'm beginning to worry about you.
Are you gay, Garda? Everybody keep asking me if I am gay. It is getting very annoying.
I said, are you okay? Not gay.
Okay. Oh, I am okay, Garda, sure. RoboCop was never this annoying.
You like the coke, do you?
I want to know about the cherry vanilla, and the number was on the can upstairs.
You do realize that was your only phone call.
I am happy with the information, Garda.
Whatever floats your boat. Come on. Now, let's get these cuffs off again. Take a seat there. I'm just going to hit the record button here on this thing. Okay. The full names are
Anya Debo.
Sex?
You're okay, Garda, but thanks for the offer.
You told me I had a comedian on my hands, all right. I'd have to rephrase that one, so I suppose. Gender. Sergeant Donnelly speaking.
Horrifying. Listen, my daughter here at the scene, all right?
Go on.
Just to let you know, there, Frank, the state pathologist just kept shaking down with us, all right?
And?
We found plenty of blood, and there was plenty of skid marks as well.
Right, go on.
And we shot the wear spins that were on the floor.
All right, Jessica Fletcher, get to the point. Get to the point.
We found the body, all right, but unfortunately it had four paws and a pair of whiskers.
Well,
Frank, it gets worse.
Go on.
Do you remember there, it was about 2 weeks ago, we were in the canteen watching that thing on the television, the thing about the robots coming to Ireland.
I do remember that, all right.
Well, what's her face there in the office? Is it Caroline? I can never remember her name. She made all the paperwork anyway. The documents show that this one is, in fact, a robot, Frank. That this is a real deal.
Ah, Jesus. There must be a mistake there, Bertie. Guess what, you check that again, will you?
No, Frank, we double-checked that. Now we're 100% sure on this one. We'll have no choice now, but Frank, I say we'll have to let Metal Arts go.
Sure, go on. I'll look after it.
Ah, sure, look, the robot, she'll have to get a few points in that license anyway, Frank. We can't be letting her off for those traffic offences. Bertie, you were on to be there as well about the sellotape. Was it the big sellotape now, Frank, or the small sellotape you're after? You didn't mention any specifics to me.
As long as it sticks, it's fine. Any old one, the sticky one.
Garda, how many years do you think I will get from my murder act?
You're all right, love. You can go home now.
Free? But I am a cold-blooded killer.
Oh, God almighty. There's only an old cat. So doesn't it happen all the time?
But I killed!
You're all right, love. If you roll over a human now, it'll be a different story. You're free to go.
Oh, my goodness. You are the Robocops. Serve the public trust. Protect the innocent. Uphold the law.
We can only do our best.
You Robocops are amazing.
You can pick up your handbag and the rest of your items there at the front desk. Do me a favor now, love.
Yes, sir, Mr. Garda. What is this favor?
Promise me. Promise me one thing. You'll stay out of trouble.
Stay out of trouble. Yes, sir, Mr. Robocops.